Marissa Schultz. She's the fine writer for the Detroit News. Right off the bat, Marissa, I have to apologize. We're a little bit behind. Thanks so much for your patience.
Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Marissa, you wrote a fabulous piece on Mitt Romney in his time in Michigan growing up. How long did it take you to put this piece together?
It took quite a while. I spent a lot of time talking to former classmates, going back into our Detroit News archives to see what sort of clips were written about him and his father, you know, decades earlier. It took a solid few weeks to do the research on it.
The photos are just unbelievable. On the front page of yesterday's Detroit News, there is a picture of George and his son Mitt talking. Pictures of Mitt with his wife when they were attending prom. Pictures of Mitt in a car and as a baby, as a baseball playing guy on his wedding day. Pictures with his folks. Where did you find these?
Oh, I wish I could take credit for that. Our photo editors were able to dig up all kinds of past photos between our archives and the wire services. So I wish I could take credit, but these were photos that they already had in the system.
Well, the history of the story is very fascinating. First of all, how did the Romneys end up in Michigan?
It's sort of an interesting story. George Romney, the former governor, Mitt's dad, he was actually born in Mexico. George came from a long line of Mormon people, basically Mormon pioneers. They were pillars of the faith. And around the time of the 19th century, when polygamy was outlawed in Mexico, his ancestors moved to Mexico and settled in a colony with fellow Mormons. What happened was during the time the Mexican Revolution broke out, it was around 1912, George was 5 years old. He and his parents and his siblings left Mexico and first started in like a refugee camp in Texas, and then they moved to like California and Idaho, and they ended up in Utah. So George actually graduated high school in Utah, and that's kind of where he had his home base, and he met Lenore, his wife. Ultimately, what got him to Detroit is he had been working in D.C. For Alcoa, and then he worked for a manufacturing association. And so the job that brought him to Detroit was working for a manufacturing association. And he sort of took off from there.
Interesting parts of the story talk about Mitt growing up, how his father wouldn't allow him to get absorbed in the trappings of the rich and put him to work doing some menial labor. And all his friends were driving cool cars, and he had the dorkiest car. Tell us the details about that.
Yeah, it was sort of interesting. So the way people describe George is, you know, he's someone who he grew up very poor. He knew what it was like to work hard, and he knew that he wanted to instill those values in his children, even though his children had a much better childhood financially wise than he did. So people describe the Romney household as a you know, not this wealthy household in the sense that, you know, children aren't pitching in. It's like a middle-class household in the sense that everyone has assigned tasks and you sort of earn your keep. And Mitt and his siblings, he has two sisters and one brother, Scott, you know, they were tasked with doing all the chores in the house. And one friend I talked to who was a classmate of Mitt's said, couldn't do anything with the Romney on a Saturday because they were out, you know, pulling weeds and gardening and doing whatever in the yard. It was, it seemed very much like a household of everyone has to sort of earn their keep.
You know, I get the feeling that he was just your average guy. You're right, that when he was in high school, he wasn't the smartest guy. He wasn't the most popular, not a guy who was well known. As a matter of fact, he was a manager of the hockey team, and his greatest glory in sports was collapsing at the end of a cross-country race. So he was pretty much an average guy, wasn't he?
He was. And it's so interesting because the way Mitt Romney is portrayed today as the presidential candidate is sort of someone of perfection, you know, having, you know, perfect stature, perfect hair, perfect wife, perfect, you know, family. And things must have, I think the assumption is that you must have been like that, you know, as a kid. And when you talk to people who knew him back at, you know, awkward teenage years, it's just the opposite. I mean, he was kind of this tall, lanky kid who wasn't very coordinated, a little bit of a klutz, definitely not an athlete. Like you mentioned, he tried out for the cross-country team his senior year, and he, I guess, did pretty good in tryouts, and by the time he had his first race, he just couldn't make it to the finish line. His legs gave out, and he collapsed in front of the entire school. And he just kind of like brushed it off and was like, you know what, I guess I'm not going to do this again. But just a funny kid, you know, someone who was bright but didn't get the best grades. He didn't take school super seriously. He was a big prankster. He was more concerned about, you know, having fun and pulling jokes on people than he was really like talking politics or business or any of the things that he's known for today as an adult.
I would encourage anyone who wants to know more about Mitt Romney to read Marissa Schultz's article. It's just fabulous the way it's laid out, talking about his wife, Ann Davies, and how his father, although Mitt was away in college and traveling, George Romney kept his wife to be Ann Davies in the mix with the family. Just a fascinating story, maybe one of the best pieces I've ever read. Thanks so much for your time, Marissa.
Oh, thanks so much, Tony. I appreciate it.